Good morning and welcome back to the Radio Cafe. I'm Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte for the second half of the show, speaking of the arts. And I am here with Kate Nelson, marketing manager from the New Mexico Museum of History. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Absolutely. What a great day outside.
It's a beautiful day, but hard to believe the holidays are coming when it's so warm and sunny and beautiful, but
yeah,
we'll take it.
And we're going to be very, very busy over at the History Museum this weekend. Shall I jump right in?
Please do.
Okay, tonight is Christmas at the Palace from 5:30 to 8 p.m. We're going to close down the History Museum. The palace doors will open at 5:30 when Santa Claus and his entourage arrive.
Ah!
Inside the palace, we'll have performances by Schola Cantorum, High Desert Harps, the Epic Artists of Performance Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Talent Education Suzuki Strings, the Suzuki Kids as we call them. Out in the courtyard, Santa will be holding court, as it were. Bring your kids. It's a wonderful chance to meet an authentic sounding Santa. He has a very strong German accent. Coro de Agua Fria will be performing. There will be a craft table where your kids can make a paper ramayete. We'll have hot cider and bizcochitos, and the palace press will be open. You can go in there and use the old Estancia press to print a holiday card.
I love that. I love the palace press.
And get one of those dorky origami printer's hats to wear the rest of the evening so everyone will know where you've been. That's a free event at the Palace of the Governors. We will accept donations of non-perishable food that will be taken to the food bank. And then tomorrow we'll reopen again, and our special event will be the Young Native Artists Show. This is a wonderful opportunity to meet these charming children and grandchildren of the Portal artisans, the people who usually sell their works in front of the Palace Portal. The kids will be in the meme room and the classroom, and it's a chance to purchase something from the next generation of Native artists, priced for good stocking stuffers and that sort of thing. That's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday. It closes early on Sunday because Sunday evening is Las Posadas.
Wow.
That's probably the granddaddy of Santa Fe Christmas
really
events.
Really beautiful and magical.
We're going to take over the plaza. Actors portraying Joseph and Mary will come down from the Santa Cruz Church, and they'll make the rounds of the plaza asking devils on rooftops whether they can stay there for the night. They need an inn for the night, and the devils will tell them, no, no, go away, go away. And finally, they'll be let into the palace courtyard, and we'll have cider and cookies and carols in there.
And the crowd, if we attend, we would follow the group around as they...
So bundle up.
Wander.
Bring your kids. We'll give everyone a candle to carry as they make the procession. And that's free. That's one of our gifts to the community every Christmas.
So nice. Only in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I will make an announcement for Belisama Irish Dance and Moving People Dance Theater. They are presenting Irish Jigs and Winter Treats, a dance repertory showcase. That's December 12th tonight through Sunday at the James A. Little Theater. They will have an assortment of winter wonderful dance, a festive medley for all ages, including Irish, modern, jazz, and ballet. For more information about these performances, which take place in the evenings at 7, Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday at 2:30, you can call 988-12... This is for tickets, actually. Call Tickets Santa Fe at the Lenzic, 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org.
One of the dances they'll be performing is called I Can't Fall Asleep on the Plane Because I Drank Too Much Coffee in the Airport.
I think we all know that. Yeah.
Also tonight, over at St. Francis Auditorium inside the Museum of Art, Tchaikovsky and the Trumpets of Fate. This is the Santa Fe Community Orchestra, who will help you understand how a failed marriage, the patronage of a reclusive widow, and a musical battle royal come together in Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. Oliver Prezant will offer commentary and musical illustrations, and that will also help you deepen your understanding of the first movement of the symphony. That is a free event, but donations are appreciated. 7 to 8 p.m. tonight at St. Francis Auditorium.
There's another symphony performance at the Lenzic on Sunday. It's the Santa Fe Symphony's Christmas concert called Christmas Treasures. They will be performing Corelli's Christmas Concerto, among other works. That's Sunday at the Lenzic, Santa Fe Symphony at 4 p.m. For tickets, call Ticket Santa Fe at 988-1234. I will also say that Aspen Santa Fe Ballet's Nutcracker is coming up next week.
Fun.
It starts next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Lenzic. So get your tickets now. That's always a popular show, and you want to get your tickets early.
How many little girls will be in the audience?
Many. And many local kids in the show, of course.
So oh, terrific.
It's really a neat, another one of those Santa Fe traditions.
And a nice opportunity to support youth talent in this community, which is pretty rich with it. Tonight at the Loreto Chapel, the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble will be performing Songs of Peace. These are 13 singers under the direction of Dr. Linda Rainey. This is their 34th consecutive season of concerts. That's a wonderful record. They're going to premiere a piece called Words of Peace that their soprano, Linda Rice Beck, composed. They will also perform an 11th century chant and O Regnum Coeli by Luis de Victoria. A number of other songs. This is a project made possible in part by New Mexico Arts, which is the division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, which helps pay my salary. I like those guys. That's tonight, Sunday, and next Thursday at Loreto Chapel, 7 to 9 p.m. You'll need to get a ticket for that.
If you're wondering what 2015 will be like as it's fast approaching, you might want to check out this event. It's called Cosmic Perspectives on 2015, featuring five astrologers: Marilyn LeBlanc of KSFR fame, Atma Devi, Jason Holly, Marcia Stark, and Daniel Fiverson. That's this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Center for Spiritual Living. That's at 505 Camino de los Marcos.
I'm not sure I want to know what 2015 has in store for us.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah,
that
it's going to get
stuff.
All better. We were talking before we went on the air. Neither of us has been out to the Botanical Garden yet, and they have this wonderful glow event in the evenings. Great thing to take kids to and family visiting from out of town. Pretty much every evening, 5 to 8 p.m., there's a small ticket fee at the door. This is the second year they've done this. They've partnered with Joe Dean of Lumenscapes Illuminated Media. So there are extravagant displays of magical lighting. And there you are at the Botanical Garden, which is always a nice place to be. They've got live musical entertainment, a cash bar, iconic coffee roasters will be there. Besides selling coffee, they'll have hot chocolate. And apparently there's a liquor bar as well.
There is a liquor bar.
Who could ask for anything more?
Hot chocolate or alcoholic beverages and wild light show. That sounds really, it actually is really nice, and I hope to go.
Botanic Garden does a wonderful job.
There's an artist reception for the exhibition Nancy Yodelman Embellished tonight at Thai Modern Gallery. That's in the Rail Yard area at 1601 Paseo de Peralta. That opening will be from 5 to 7. Tomorrow there's an artist talk for the exhibition, so Nancy Yodelman will be here to talk about her work. That's Saturday, December 13th from 2 to 3 at Thai Modern. For more information, 984-1387.
Here's a fun thing to take your kids to tomorrow on Saturday, 10:30 to 3:30. The New Mexico Rail Runner is putting on a Santa's Village at the rail yards. Santa will be there. They'll have interactive games and displays, mini train rides, crafts. The Farmers and Artisans Market will be in full swing, and you can take your picture with Santa. That's a free event at the rail yard from 10:30 to 3:30 tomorrow.
Very nice. I have to say, I love the idea that that Santa will come from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and bring you your puppy or kitty on Christmas Eve that we heard Ben Swan talking about with Mary Charlotte earlier.
That's a very sweet surprise for the young ones.
There's a concert called Hope, A Soul in Song. This is a Life Songs concert taking place Sunday at the Scottish Rite Temple, 463 Paseo de Peralta. Life Song concerts are intergenerational performances and are the culmination of months of creative exchange between our artists, community members, elders, youth, and people in hospice. The concert is an expression of the wisdom of our elders, the insights of end of life, and the life-affirming expressions that emerge from intergenerational creative exchange. That's Sunday at 4:30 p.m. with a reception afterwards at 6. For more information, please call 995-1860.
We've done some work with Life Songs inside the History Museum. They've come and done workshops there and then participated in a conference that we held. And it's a really deeply moving experience.
Sounds like it. Very nice.
If you're into driving just a little bit tomorrow, one of the coolest things that happens all year long at the Jemez Historic Site is Saturday evening, 5 to 9 p.m. The ruins of the Jisua Pueblo and San Jose de los Jemez Mission are going to be decorated with hundreds of luminarias. It's this beautiful, glowing, sort of ancient and old time and modern time all mixed together. They'll have traditional Native American flute music. Jemez Pueblo's dancers will be performing between two bonfires. You can catch a horse-drawn wagon ride from Jemez Springs Park to the site, and of course they'll have holiday refreshments. That's a free event at Jemez Historic Site Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m.
On Sunday, this Sunday, from 1:30 to 5:30, there will be a yin tonifying workshop. This takes place at the Moga Dao Institute, 703 Camino de la Familia, in the rail yard next to Buddha Fitness. For more information, and I don't have more, but I'll tell you where you can call 690-1928 or visit the Institute's website, mogadaoinstitute.com.
You mentioned the Nutcracker earlier at St. Francis Auditorium this coming Wednesday there at the Museum of Art. There's a swing version of the Nutcracker. Concordia Santa Fe will be using the Duke Ellington Billy Strayhorn version with the jazz band and a chamber arrangement of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. It opens with a set of holiday-inspired jazz trios from John Gagan, Cal Hines, and John Regal. There is a ticket for that, and I forgot to write down the information for the ticket, but that's at St. Francis Auditorium this coming Wednesday evening.
Tomorrow at the Lenzik, the Met Live in HD opera series continues. These are operas broadcast simulcast live from the Met. Tomorrow's opera is Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg. It stars Johann Botha, Johann Reuter, and Annette Dosch. This is a comedy by Wagner, and it starts at 10 a.m. live broadcast from the Met in New York. For tickets, please call 988-1234 or visit ticketsantafe.org. And before the opera, there will be a lecture about this particular opera at Collected Works Bookstore. I believe those start at about 8:30, but visit the Collected Works website for more information and details. I don't have it in front of me.
That's really helpful to go to those lectures beforehand. It really helps you understand the opera better. Sunday at the Center for Contemporary Art, 11:45 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., they're going to show a movie called Chasing Ice, and this is presented by the Global Warming Express and Citizens Climate Lobby. Once a skeptic, legendary National Geographic photographer James Balog, I hope I pronounced that right, sets off to investigate global climate change. He uses revolutionary time-lapse cameras to capture a multi-year record of the world's changing glaciers. There will be a Q&A with producer-director Jeff Orlowski, and Richard Kramer, PhD, will be there. And it's a benefit for the Global Warming Express. Sunday at 11:45, they'll have refreshments as well.
On Sunday at Collected Works, Senator Jerry Ortiz Pino will be speaking. He will be speaking about the upcoming legislative session and what he views as the most important and possibly contentious issues that will be faced there. These include behavioral health service reforms, marijuana legislation, budget changes, and the governor's proposals on education, economic growth, and child abuse. These issues will be discussed along with any other issues the audience would like to hear about. It'll be moderated by Alan Weber, the former Democratic gubernatorial candidate. For more information, you can call 250-1280. And again, this is at Collected Works Bookstore. What time does it start? It starts at 11. It's 11 to noon.
So much to do. Saturday afternoon over at the Santuario de Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, you have an opportunity to experience an old folklore play called Los Pastores. Arsenio Cordova Theater Group will present this along with La Sociedad Folklórica de Santa Fe. This is an old medieval play that it's sort of like the day after Las Posadas. Now the shepherds have arrived, and so there's kind of that morality play aspect to it, and a few places in New Mexico still present it every year, so this is a neat opportunity to experience that. It's at 2 p.m. at the Guadalupe Church, and I think they send you home with a little bag of bizcochitos.
Another New Mexico tradition. So many holiday events. I suppose that's appropriate as we're about 2 weeks out.
You know, one of the other reasons that it's worth picking up Pasatiempo today, on page 22, they have a terrific roundup of all the musical performances through the end of the month. So you can look at this and probably find something almost every night or afternoon of the week to get into Gregorian chants, Baroque Christmas, Nutcracker.
That's in Pasatiempo.
Yes.
I'll check that out. If you like Broadway tonight, you may
want... Who doesn't like Broadway?
Who doesn't like Broadway? And who doesn't love David Geist? He's our local Broadway pianist. He had an illustrious 20-year Broadway career as a conductor, pianist, and vocal coach. Now he performs here quite often, and he will be playing at the Geist Cabaret at Pranzo Italian Grill. Let's see, you need reservations, but when is this? It's Friday, December 12th from 6 to 9. Also tomorrow night from 6 to 9, he'll be playing with Leslie Livingston. You can get reservations at 984-2645. And that's at Pranzo Italian Grill, David Geist.
Tonight and tomorrow night at the Scottish Rite Temple, the Threshold Art Collective present Shakespeare's 12th Night. This is starring Brennan Foster and Sheridan Johnson, who were named in 23 the Albuquerque Journal's Best Stage Couple. So this is a two-night-only opportunity to see Shakespeare's 12th Night in that great auditorium over at the Scottish Rite Temple. There's a nice article about it in PASA, so after you pick it up to read about the musical events, you can read about this play as well.
Very nice. There's a Songs of Peace concert by the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble. It starts... We did that one already? I'm so sorry. But
There's so much music, it's hard to keep them all straight.
Go again. It's worth hearing again.
Santa Fe High School Musical Theater is presenting Scrooge tonight, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee over at the high school. And this is the musical version. If you ever saw the movie, I think it stars Albert Finney. I can get those songs stuck in my head for 3-4 days. This is a chance to see the kids perform it over at the Santa Fe High School. It's tonight at 7:33 p.m. and Saturday. They'll also do a matinee on Saturday. I think I said Sunday, but it's Saturday at 4 p.m.
I've seen performances at Santa Fe High, and they're amazingly talented kids.
Nice.
Opposite Books. Tonight at 5:30, we're pleased to welcome attorney and historian Malcolm Ebright, reading from and discussing his new book, Advocates for the Oppressed, Hispanos, Indians, Jenizaros, and Their Land in New Mexico. The struggles over land and water determine much of New Mexico's long history. This book is partly about the advocates who represented the parties in these disputes, but it is most of all about the people themselves and the land they lived on and fought for. That's tonight at Opposite Books at 5:30 p.m., and Opposite Books is there in the rail yard in the Sambusco Center.
Malcolm is an incredible scholar on land grants and so passionate about the issue. It's very worth getting a chance to see him in person. Tonight, Saturday, and Sunday, Camino Real Productions present an irresistible family drama at Teatro Paraguas. It's called 26 Miles by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Kiara Alegría Judez. And check this out for those of us heading home for the holidays. It's an unpredictable and irresistible exploration of family relations, examining what it means to be of mixed ethnicity and identity. They put an estranged mother and daughter in a car and send them on a drive from Philadelphia to Wyoming. What says Christmas better than that?
Here's another one that they even prefaced this announcement with, on the darker side.
Oh, no.
Saturday, December 13th at 6 p.m., Opposite Books will host native son Trent Zelzan. I have to pronounce this right. Trent Zelazny, reading and signing Voiceless, a strongly paced thriller, it's fictional, set in dreary New Mexico town called Sueño Roto. It's a fiction book, and he will be reading Saturday, December 13th at 6 p.m. at Opposite Books in the Rail Yard.
There's a Southwest Seminars lecture. Those are always worth going to. This coming Monday evening, 6 p.m. at Hotel Santa Fe. This time, Tom Chavez, who used to be the director of the Palace of the Governors, will speak on New Mexico's cultural history lesson to the world, a topic I could listen to any day. For ticket information, go to southwestseminars.org.
Over at the Photo Eye Bookstore and Project Space, there will be a new exhibit opening tonight. Hiroshi Watanabe's The Day the Dam Collapses is the name of the show. It begins, the reception is from 5 to 7 at Photo Eye at the bookstore, not the gallery space that's over in the rail yard, but at the bookstore at 376 Garcia Street. The exhibition will run through February 14th, 2015.
This coming Thursday at Collected Works, they're going to do holiday readings, selected stories and poems, read by Allie McGraw, Bob Martin, Carol McGiffin, and Jonathan Richards. That's 6 p.m. Collected Works this coming Thursday, December 18th.
Shout out to Bob Martin, the artistic executive director at the Lensic, where I work.
Oh, wonderful. Also Thursday at Teatros Paraguas Studio, they're doing Nazario Garcia's, they're pulling a short story from Nazario Garcia's book, Grandma Lala's Tamales, a Christmas story.
Nice.
And almost anything that Nazario's fingers have touched is golden to me. So that's at Teatros Paraguas. If you go to teatrosparaguas.org, you can get all the information about showtimes.
There's a great holiday bookstore Monday, December 1st. So it started already, and it lasts through tomorrow. It's at the Radius Book Studio, open from 10 to 5, Saturdays 10 to 4. You can go today or tomorrow, or go to radiusbooks.org, and you can experience the sale 24/7.
Oh, wonderful. For
beautiful photography books.
There's some good craft shows tomorrow as well. At the Institute for American Indian Arts, they'll have their holiday market from 9 to 4. And among the works are some of their alumni, including Kathleen Wall, who currently has an exhibit over at the Poblita Velarde Museum. And at the Santa Fe Community College, they'll have an arts and crafts fair from 9 to 4 p.m. with local artisans, food, and other fabulous creations.
The 5th Annual Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market will be held in the center court of the DeVargas Mall next weekend. A little bit early, but the hours are Friday and Saturday of next weekend. It's Friday evening, Saturday all day, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. DeVargas Mall if you're looking for gifts next weekend.
If you're looking, like me, just to get outside, tomorrow is Pecos National Historical Park's Open House Day. From 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., they'll have special events going on inside the visitor center there. At 1 p.m., author Paul C. Cord will be talking about his new book, Pecos Images of America. And, of course, the bookstore will be open, and you can get neat treats for gifts there. They'll have refreshments, and then go wander the trails and check out the monument.
There's a trunk show featuring jewelry by Essence of Starlight and textiles by Magic Alpaca Saturday, tomorrow, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It will also feature complimentary dessert by Chef Fernando Olio of Epizote on the Hillside. This is at Hillside, 86B Old Las Vegas Highway in Santa Fe.
I'll be out of town, so I'll miss this, but this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Loreto Chapel, Schola Cantorum will be performing their Silent Night Christmas concert. I went to this last year and was enchanted. It's such a beautiful concert space in that little chapel, and they're doing Gregorian chants, Renaissance polyphony, and exquisite a cappella settings of familiar carols. You can get the tickets at the door or buy ahead at schola-sf.org.
We don't have a cat of the week from Felines and Friends, but instead we have a Santa Claus event. And this, I feel like we've done this one, but I believe that one was Santa Paws. This one is Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S. Felines and Friends New Mexico presents Photos with Santa Claus this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Petco in Santa Fe on Cerrillos Road, the one over at Cerrillos and St. Michael's. All pets are welcome, but they must be on leashes or in carriers. Kids of all ages are welcome, too. You can get your pictures taken with Santa Claus, and proceeds benefit Felines and Friends, that organization that rescues cats and places them in new homes. For more information, visit the website, www.fandnm.org.
And since we're speaking of animals, the Barkin' Ball is coming up on us. That's this Saturday, A Winter's Tale. This is a benefit for the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, and they do such wonderful work. That's a great event to support, and it's at the Convention Center from 5 to 10 p.m. on Saturday.
There is an event tomorrow, Saturday the 13th, called Empowering Ourselves to Heal, a workshop for women with breast and reproductive cancers. That will be Saturday, December 13th, from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's at the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico, 3005 South St. Francis Drive, in the shopping center next to the Double Dragon restaurant. If you'd like more information, you can call the lovely Hollis Walker at 577-6763. You can also visit cffnm.org. That's the Cancer Foundation's website. And Hollis will be facilitating this workshop, where they will share stories, do creative exercises like writing and collage, and inspire each other to heal.
Yay, Hollis. She's doing good stuff.
Yes.
Tomorrow afternoon, 3 to 5 p.m. at the Christ Lutheran Church over on Arroyo Chamiso, Cantare will perform a program called This Evening Tis Snowing. The Cantare is a seven-voice ensemble from the Cantu Spiritus Chamber Choir. And this will be, obviously, holiday seasonal music. It's free admission with a requested donation, and the funds raised will help the operations of the chamber choir. They're going to sing choral music and carols of the Renaissance, ranging from Marian motets and a rousing rendition of Godete and the Spanish carol Ru Ru Chu. The concert will also feature familiar and beloved carols such as Lo, How a Rose, and What Child Is This? And if I say another one, I'm going to start singing, so I better shut up.
We really have no excuses to stay home over the next 2 weeks. There's too much culture in this town to pass up. If you are looking for pottery, there's a holiday pottery sale and studio visit at Tina Davila Pottery. That's at 933 Nicole Place tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be lots of pieces on sale for you to consider while enjoying hot cider, hot chocolate, and cookies. And that background noise, of course, is the blender here at Santa Fe Baking Company.
Someone's getting a smoothie.
Delicious smoothie. Come on down.
Next Wednesday at the History Museum, we'll have our last Brain Power and Brown Bags lecture of 2014. Linda Tegas will speak on why money is better than barter trade in 18th century northern New Mexico. That's at noon in our meme community room. Yes, you can bring a brown bag and have your lunch while you learn. It's a free event. Linda's a wonderful Spanish colonial researcher, so you'll be in the company of a smart group of people. The atmosphere of the meme community room, and you'll be learning something. That's Wednesday at noon at the History Museum.
Celebrate another year of struggle and success at the annual Posolada. The Posolada is Sunday, December 14th, 5 p.m. on 5th Street. It's at 1515 5th Street. What this is they will be giving away 30 used kids' bikes and celebrating another year of victory and struggle in our community. There will be food and fun for the whole family. I don't know a whole lot about it, but giving away 30 kid bikes to families with children who would otherwise been unable to afford one.
What a marvelous thing to do.
Sounds perfect, and yeah. For more information on this, you can go to chainbreaker.org, or call 989-3858.
What a great organization. Looking ahead, December 21st, that is the open house at the New Mexico Museum of Art. That's your one chance the whole year to see the Gustav Bauman marionettes. They come out of storage and they put on plays. One of them hides in the galleries and children have to run around and find them. You can take a photo op with the Santa puppet sitting on your lap. This all happens.
A little role rehearsal there.
This is happening pretty much all day long at the Museum of Art on December 21st, a free event, a gift to the community. That also happens to be the date of Hanukkah on the Plaza. From 3 to 4:30 p.m., there will be the menorah lighting, music by Deborah Unger and the klezmer band Rumelia, performance by fire dancers, hot cocoa, latkes, and donuts. Where else can you get an outdoor latke? Come on.
Very cool. And I'll throw in one last event. It's a comedy show. The Lulz Comedy Show is taking place next Friday at Skylight Lounge downtown on San Francisco Street. This will be a stand-up comedy show with hometown performers, including Andy Sell, Mary Bird, Yeti Travis, the wit of Casey Hames, the wisdom of Luke Kenley, Lexi McAvinci, and of course, Maxwell Lucas. For more information about this, go to, where can you go? Why don't you call Skylight, I think, or you can, I don't have the information contact, but look in the paper and come to Skylight next Friday to enjoy the show.
And see you all at Christmas at the Palace tonight.
Thanks so much for being with us, Kate Nelson of the New Mexico Museum of History. I'm Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Bacon Company. And everybody, thanks for being with us.